Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com, and this is your weekly forecast for April 18th through the 24th of 2021. Our week kicks off on Sunday with Mercury conjunct Sun, which kicks off another aspect of the Mercury cycle for us anytime they link up. It's an initiation of some new thinking and some new realms for our consciousness. So this energy often compels you to express yourself on many levels. That's what Mercury and Sun together do to any of us. Communication will be a focus, just make sure it's reciprocated. What I mean is two-way communication and exchange of ideas. As you initiate this new cycle of self-expression, you will have access to some powerful energy that can and probably will help you make a difference or an impression on others if you need to. This is a good time to travel if possible. However, if not physically, then mentally through visualization or within your own area locally. Because if you explore a new direction, you are more likely to discover something new. This energy opens you up to a download of more information than usual, so pay attention. If you are solid and organized, you may even gain some much-deserved recognition from others that you have earned through your individual efforts. Deep breath. So we've all been working on our ideas for the year of 21, right? We had the Aries new moon, which, by the way, I was able to upload a replay of the divinations. I know everybody's not into divinations, but we did do some for the Aries new moon, and I made it a podcast and a YouTube. So if you want to see the audio or video, it's in here too at the bottom of my blog post. Our next activation doesn't fall till Thursday, the 22nd, Venus conjunct Uranus. Okay, so I got to put a little heads up in here as well. Anytime anything this year links up with Uranus or Saturn, you got to know that it's pushing the energies for the social collective as well, but that when it's personal planets like this, it's our turn. It's the individual evolution that's happening under these influences, right? So Venus conjunct Uranus anytime is an initiation of some radically new values and priorities, which have probably been bubbling within you for a while now. You are supported to shift without apology. Remember, when you change, everything and everyone around you naturally changes or goes away. Same old will not do at this time, and you are supported for thinking outside the box, especially where conscious equal partnership is concerned. We are in a new era, the Aquarian Age, that supports the individual within the context of the whole. We are all learning how to do that on micro levels with our own individual relationships, as well as on macro levels in the world. Use this activation to release resistance and open to the new. Shake things up and look at your life from a completely different perspective and see if you don't find renewed value in some places and others that have completely run their course and can easily be released. Finally, pay close attention to any innovative ideas that come up around this time as they could be useful down the line. So here's the thing. Venus is going to initiate with Uranus, which means the liberation, awakening, aha, insights about our finances or our relationships and partnerships is all part of the cracking open that's happening this spring, where as we become new individuals, we start attracting new people into our lives as well. And Uranus, when it comes up like this and an initiation, is kind of cracking the old shell open so that we can emerge into a higher level. This week is all Mercury and Venus, so it's our thinking and our values and priorities that's mixing it up with Uranus and Saturn. So while Venus wants to initiate something new, it's going to challenge the old to get out of comfort zone and into new territory. So 2 days later, after she initiates with Uranus on the 22nd, the 24th, she's going to square Saturn. But first, Mercury is going to conjunct Uranus, so it's going to do the same thing. It just looks like the square will probably fall in next week. So remember the tag team that this is, which means our consciousness has to change and then our values change, or our values change and then our consciousness changes. That's what's up this week. Something's evolving and being initiated new in both those areas of our lives. And so co-create, be willing, be open, look for the opportunities. So on the 24th, which is Saturday, going to have Mercury conjunct Uranus next. So first Venus, then Mercury. It is said that this energy depends on your normal mental speed, which is not the same as intelligence. If you are naturally quick mentally, then you will be downloading more than usual during this initiation. Uranus acts as a lightning rod that strikes and briefly illuminates an area of your life. In this case, Taurus. So new values and priorities for all, and new definitions of wealth and beauty too. Aha moments will lead to more freedom and independence, but only to the degree that you can maintain them yourself. If you are in like-hearted circles, the conversations could be really stimulating, unlocking perceptions across the board. If you are not naturally quick mentally, then this will be helpful for you as you are more likely to experience awakenings and connections to your own intuition that help strengthen it within. The shadow side to this energy is being oversensitive and jumping to conclusions. Test and ground your insights before hardwiring them into your being in any way. Overtaxed nervous system is widely available for all, so try to connect with Mother Earth often. Whatever gets zapped or loosened can thus be moved to the compost pile. Whatever gets illuminated, becomes conscious, is to be further investigated for merit, but valued nonetheless. Keep records of your aha moments, as you won't be able to immediately act on all of them at the same time. And those you cannot at this time often turn into nuggets of gold in your future. So deep breath. Mercury, let's write it down. Let's set our intentions, open up to the vision of something radically new and different for yourself, and think about how you've been changed, so how you interact with others has been changed. And if we are moving into a zone where there will be more social interaction in various ways and places, what does that look like for you? How can you hold good boundaries and maintain balance with others, you know, while getting your needs met and respecting others as well, right? So the same day of our Mercury initiation, the 24th, Saturday, Venus is going to square Saturn. This energy can make you feel cool and detached with loved ones. It's time to take stock of your relationships and really evaluate the level of balance between giving and receiving. Business or personal, relationships must have a balance of give and take. You may feel more aware of your true independence in life and start re-evaluating the need for certain relationships at this time. This energy pushes you to dig for your individual fortitude and determination to live according to your personal values and priorities. So corrections and adjustments may be necessary and fairly obvious at this time. You may feel lonely, depressed, or disconnected, but it's just the universe forcing you to question or assess your current relationships, how you interact with others, and how you allow them to interact with you. It's good to periodically evaluate even the strongest relationship and check the foundation. Don't give in to ego-based fears, focusing on the lack and limitation or what is not working, but instead build on your strengths and honor the goodness that you have created together as well as in yourself. This is the best time for intentional solitude because the insights you acquire through this process will help you down the road to stabilize your future. Deep breath. So like I said, at the bottom of the blog post is the Aries New Moon Divinations that I look at as guidance for a minimum of 1 month for the Aries new moon to the Taurus new moon, or this quarter, the spring quarter, spring to summer solstice, or because it does kick off the year, we can circle back to this a year from now and see what additional insights we garner from those divinations. It was pretty powerful. I tried to be spontaneous. For those of you who don't know, I tried to be spontaneous and at the same time do a ritual and activate a ceremony for myself at the exact time of the Aries new moon, which was Sunday at 8:30 p.m. my time. So I did a live Instagram and we were having a lot of fun for the first hour before my internet cut us off and kicked us out and did not allow me to record it. So I ended up recording a replay that is 85 minutes of Aries new moon mojo and divinations to follow. That was just so much fun during the hour we were together. And I really wanted everyone to get their messages. I got tons of emails from you that everyone said they got something that even with the in and out of the sketchy connection, the words that came out and the different messages that came out were so poignant and timely and useful and relevant for them that they were still grateful. And then I had someone else say how wonderful it felt to be in a group that was so loving and supportive when I was having such technical difficulties. Because, of course, on my side, I couldn't see anything. Everything looked like it was working like a charm. Until I tried to reply to a post and, like, type a word and hit post, that's when I knew I had lost my connection to you all. So anyway, that was my fun bonus material for this week. I hope to do that more often, be spontaneous, and be live in person with you. And I'm exploring Colorado Springs, so anyone that's in or around this area or coming to visit, definitely reach out. Masks or no masks, I would like to see you and connect with you in person, one way or another, whether it's on video or in person. So please reach out. It is spring. Spring has sprung. So where are you at? How are things going? This week of initiations that are very personal around your consciousness and your values and the things we've got coming up, like super full moons, that helps with a deeper, more permanent release for our soul work that we've got going on for the next couple of months. Then we have eclipses, which are a break to realign the bigger patterns of our lives. It's going to reset things for the year for sure. But there are reverberations in the Gemini Sag departments that go back 9 and 18 years. And also in the Cancer Capricorn departments, 9 and 18 years. And you should know that this is all in preparation for Taurus Scorpio eclipses coming soon to a theater near all of us. So this summer is going to be really interesting on many levels. So let's be okay with the new territory. Let's improvise and experiment and work with what we've got in front of us, the resources and energy, time, money, humans, animals, plants. We have resources of all kinds. We may just have to learn to distribute them another way so that we're more balanced for ourselves and that there's more balance and reciprocity with others. This is still the season that I give you permission to be selfish and tune into your desires and your needs and where you're at personally as an individual. That's what Aries is all about. It's our clean slate, new beginning as individuals. And then we sort of piece together the rest of the year and walk our path, gathering more wisdom, right? So if you want to check in with your personal cycles or if you want to do an eclipse reading, when find out where Gemini, Sag, or Cancer, Capricorn is affecting you directly, where these big realignments are happening, there is an eclipse special always posted on my readings page under offerings. And it's not too late to get your Venus cycle reading, which, like I said, gives you your personal activations for the rest of the year and helps you tune into that cycle of renewal where your values and priorities are concerned. And of course, the standard Astro Tarot, which is kind of two readings in one. So all different levels of investment for a variety of different inquiries we could make. The goddess readings are fun. There's so much in here that can guide you and support you. Just reach out anytime. Okay? This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off. Have a fantastic week.